بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We are quite familiar with the famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein he had said that the one who recites Surah Al-Kahf on the night preceding the day of Jumu'ah, which is tonight, or on the day of Jumu'ah itself, then أَضَاءَ اللَّهُ لَهُ مِنَ النُّورِ مَا بَيْنَ الْجُمْعَتَيْنِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows him to enjoy nur, effulgence, spiritual light, that lasts him till the next Jumu'ah. Now to appreciate this, let us look at the opposite of it. So one who reads Surah Al-Kahf will enjoy that spiritual light and nur. And the opposite of that is, one who does not recite it will be in spiritual darkness. And spiritual darkness meaning there'll be lethargy throughout the week when it comes to performing deeds of righteousness and acts of piety and ibadah. That is spiritual darkness. Opposite of that, reciting Surah Al-Kahf gives you nur, gives you energy. And that lasts right until the next Jumu'ah. So that nur slowly, slowly diminishes until Friday comes, it is no longer there. So you recite Surah Al-Kahf again. That's the importance of reciting Surah Al-Kahf, one of the many benefits of reciting Surah Al-Kahf. And I always say sometimes we find it difficult to recite the whole surah in one sitting. You don't do it in one sitting. You have 24 hours to complete the recitation of Surah Al-Kahf.